We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church on this last Sunday of 2019. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to John chapter 15, the first few verses. My dad has an annual thing that he does every year. He'll drive his little truck or whatever vehicle he's driving up on campus, and he starts to trim our crepe myrtles right in December, and he gets them all ready to go for springtime. And it's a purging. It's taking away the old growth that was there, bringing it back down to the root ball or the area that you want to have it for the next year, and you get it ready for springtime. If you don't do that, crepe myrtles will not produce their beautiful flowers. You have to trim it back. You have to prune it. Listen to these verses, beginning at verse 1 of John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Lord willing, on Wednesday we'll be in a brand new year. And as you approach a brand new year, I'm sure you all have thought about the things that have happened this year. And things that you're going to be doing in the new year. One of the things that you need to meditate on as a Christian, one of the things you need to focus on is, Lord, purge out of my life everything that keeps me from bearing fruit for you. That's a tough prayer. The Bible says that now ye are clean. That idea is ye are purged through the word which I have spoken unto you. The way you do that is to get into God's Word, and He'll start revealing things. Things will start popping up to the front. You don't spend time in this Word, you won't know. And as a result of that, you will allow things that will keep you from blooming for the Lord and producing fruit for the Lord, and He won't be receiving the glory that's due His name through your life. And by the way, that's why you're here, Christian. We're here not to glorify ourselves. We learned about that in Sunday school, about people are all the time, you know, taking pictures of themselves. God didn't put you here to do that. Newsflash. All right? Some people are stunned. Well, I thought that's why I can do that if I want to. Well, no, you can't. If you want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't you use your social media time to uplift the Savior? Bring glory to His name. These passages of Scripture that relate to the fact that Jesus is the husbandman. He said, I am the vine, my Father is the husbandman. And He said, I want my followers, those that are part of the branch, to bring forth fruit. How do you do that? We have to purge away the old. May God help us to enter into this new year clean and purged of everything that would keep us from bringing fruit to the name and glory of Jesus Christ. And if you have that spirit and attitude, I can tell you that you'll be right where you ought to be at the end of 2020 on this Sunday next year, if the Lord tarries that long. You'll be right where you ought to be. But if you refuse, then you won't be where you ought to be. And you'll have to face all the consequences that come with that. So in this call to worship today, let me encourage you. Let the Lord do His work in your life that will bring the most fruit and glory to His name. That's the key to success in the Christian life.